The Civilian Intelligence Agency, BIS, has issued a scathing report on malpractice and criminal activity within the Czech justice system. The agency's annual report accuses judges and state prosecutors of a litany of shortcomings, from sluggishness to connections to organized crime. On Thursday, the Czech Judges Association went on the offense, though, comparing the allegations to a baseless tabloid report. Christian Falvey has the details.
The National Intelligence Agency pulled no punches in its annual report for 2010, where it discusses the state of Czech justice. The report paints a picture of rampant irregularities, indicating criminal activity where information is leaked from court and prosecutors' databases, corruption is rife, and court cases are manipulated. That, however, is about as specific as the spy agency gets, much to the consternation of the justice officials themselves. Tomáš Lichovník, who heads the Czech Association of Judges, slammed the report as bordering on unsubstantiated slander.
I truly don't know if this report is intentionally aggressive towards justice officials, or if this is just about the very clumsy formulations used. May the BIS officials not be angry with me, but this report was phrased with the standards of some tabloid newspaper. There's nothing more than unsubstantiated claims this or that is happening, but we learn nothing of the extent of these problems or what they've done about them. The completely general way that the report was written makes it impossible to review, and it is very damaging to the entire justice system.
Perhaps most damning of all is the intelligence agency's statement that they have noted direct contact between justice officials and known criminals, and that organized crime has infiltrated the judiciary. This, however, is not described in any detail. Another point of concern, in fact the one that the report deals with the most, are the webs of relationships indicating widespread clientelism or personal and political back-scratching. In this case, the only example cited is that of the law school at the West Bohemian University. The same kinds of dysfunction, the agency writes, were discovered time and time again in other, primarily law, colleges in the Czech Republic, thereby creating new cycles of clientelism in the justice system. All that being said, the Judges Association holds that these are not problems endemic to the justice system alone. In fact, Judge Lichovník explains why the judiciary is more resilient in the face of corruption than other sectors.
Nothing to my knowledge would allow me to say that these problems are worse in the justice system than elsewhere, quite the contrary. The very principles on which the judiciary is based makes corruption more difficult, and I'll tell you why. It is possible to appeal almost every decision by any judge, so their decisions are reviewed again and again. Verdicts are delivered to the public, which has the possibility to check up on them. Nearly every decision must be justified in detail, so the judge must state the facts of the case and his own deliberations. There must be evidence and legal conclusions.
Justice aside, the report also confirms general misgivings about corruption in the Czech state overall, with state officials accepting payments to manipulate public tenders, the tunneling of property from state institutions, irregular and non-transparent dealings between competitors and public representatives, optimizing the prices of public tenders, not for the state, but for private enterprises.
Christian Falvey with that story.